Hello, everyone, and welcome back to PolishPod101.com. This is Upper Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 11. This orange stone makes the best Polish souvenir. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Marzena.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use Polish adverbs.
This conversation takes place at a shopping mall.
It's between Tom and Jane.
The speakers are friends, so they will be using informal Polish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Mam prośbę. Muszę jutro kupić mamie prezent, ale nie wiem co.
Może biżuterię z bursztynem?
Bursztyn to ten pomarańczowy kamień?
Tak, jest bardzo piękny, szczególnie ze srebrem. Na pewno spodoba się twojej mamie.
Dzięki za radę.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Mam prośbę. Muszę jutro kupić mamie prezent, ale nie wiem co.
Może biżuterię z bursztynem.
Bursztyn? To ten pomarańczowy kamień?
Tak, jest bardzo piękny. Szczególnie ze srebrem. Na pewno spodoba się twojej mamie.
Dzięki za radę.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Mam prośbę. Muszę jutro kupić mamie prezent, ale nie wiem co.
I have a favor to ask. I have to buy a present for my mom tomorrow, but I don't know what.
Może biżuterię z bursztynem?
How about some jewelry with amber?
Bursztyn to ten pomarańczowy kamień?
Amber is that orange stone?
Tak. Jest bardzo piękny, szczególnie ze srebrem. Na pewno spodoba się twojej mamie.
Yes, it's very beautiful, especially with silver. Your mom will like it for sure.
Dzięki za radę.
Thanks for the advice.
Do you know how to say amber in Polish, Brandon?
I don't, but I'm sure you're going to tell us.
It's a precious stone in many European countries used to make decorative objects, jewelry, and even some medical products.
Is amber expensive in Poland?
It depends. If you go to the seaside, you will find lots of shops selling amber products, especially jewelry, at a reasonable price. The most expensive are those that have something embedded in the stone.
It sounds like amber is a good souvenir from Poland.
I think so. Many tourists buy amber jewelry because it's rather cheap compared to the other European countries.
To find out more about this precious stone,
check out the lesson notes.
Now, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
kupować.
Buy.
Kupować. Kupować.
Next.
Wiedzieć.
To know.
Wiedzieć. Wiedzieć.
Next.
Biżuteria.
Jewelry.
Biżuteria. Biżuteria.
Next.
Bursztyn.
Amber.
Bursztyn. Bursztyn.
Next.
Pomarańczowy.
Orange.
Pomarańczowy. Pomarańczowy.
Next.
Srebro.
Silver.
Srebro. Srebro.
Next.
Kamień.
Stone.
Kamień. Kamień.
And last,
rada.
Advice.
Rada. Rada.
Let's take a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Marzena, what's our first word?
It's srebro,
which means silver.
This is a neuter noun that can be changed into an adjective to describe something of a silver color or made from silver, which is srebrny.
For example, silver ring.
Srebrny pierścionek.
Or when talking about a color, a silver car.
Srebrny samochód.
Both the noun and adjective can be used to talk about metals, right?
Yes, they can. The proper way is to say srebrny medal.
Silver medal.
But Poles very often shorten it to a simple srebro, like in this sentence. Drużyna siatkarska zdobyła srebro.
The volleyball team won the silver.
The next word I want to tell you about is kamień.
Stone.
This is another noun that is used in a few fun sayings.
Let's hear the most common ones.
Kamień spadł komuś z serca.
This literally means a stone fell off one's heart.
You use it to express relief, such as when you were worried about something and it turned out to be okay, or when a difficult problem was solved.
That makes sense. What's the next one?
It's spać jak kamień, which literally means to sleep like a stone.
This one is pretty easy to understand. To sleep like a log, like very deeply.
Exactly. And there is one more that goes like... Trafiła kosa na kamień.
Which literally means scythe hit a stone.
To find out what that means, you will have to check the lesson notes.
Okay, now on to the grammar. In this lesson, we'll continue studying Polish adverbs.
And we will focus on adverbs that relate to time and place.
Let's start with the first group. Listeners, Marzena will give you the Polish. Please repeat after her, and then I'll give you the English translation.
Ready? Here we go. Dzisiaj.
This means today.
Dziś.
Today.
Jutro.
Tomorrow.
Pojutrze.
The day after tomorrow.
Wczoraj.
Yesterday.
Przedwczoraj.
The day before yesterday.
As you can see, two different words stand for the English word today.
Is there any difference between them?
Not at all. It's completely up to you. Use whichever you prefer, but of course, it's better to know both.
Let's practice using these adverbs by making some sentences. Can you give us some examples?
Sure. Let's say, jutro mam egzamin na prawo jazdy.
This means, tomorrow I have a driving test.
Or here is another example. Pojutrze wyjeżdżam za granicę.
Meaning, the day after tomorrow, I'm going abroad.
Now, let's go through another set of adverbs. We will do it the same way as before. Listeners, be sure to repeat after me. Here we go. Nigdzie.
Nowhere.
Wszędzie.
Everywhere.
Niedługo.
Soon.
Potem.
Later. Then. Afterwards.
Teraz.
Now.
Jeszcze.
Still. Yet.
Już.
Already.
Okay, good job, everyone. Now, listeners, do you remember nigdy, the adverb from the last lesson?
It means never.
And it requires the negation of the verb following it. The adverb nigdzie,
meaning nowhere,
is exactly the same.
Let's have a look at some examples.
Nigdzie nie mogę dostać tej książki.
I can't get this book anywhere.
Here the verb is mogę, and it's negated by the word nie. Altogether, you will say nie mogę.
For more examples, please refer to the lesson notes. Attention perfectionists. You're about to learn how to perfect your pronunciation.
Lesson review audio tracks.
Increase fluency and vocabulary fast with these short, effective audio tracks.
Super simple to use. Listen to the Polish word or phrase.
Then repeat it out loud in a loud, clear voice.
You will speak with confidence, knowing that you are speaking Polish like the locals.
Go to PolishPod101.com and download the review audio tracks right on the lesson page today. And that's all for this lesson. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
Cześć!
Mam prośbę. Muszę jutro kupić mamie prezent, ale nie wiem co.
Może biżuterię z bursztynem?
Bursztyn to ten pomarańczowy kamień?
Tak, jest bardzo piękny, szczególnie ze srebrem. Na pewno spodoba się twojej mamie.
Dzięki za radę.